Nigerian author Adobe Trisha Nobani is in Abuja, the Nigerian capital, and she's also been following the story of the kidnapped girls and women.
I don't think anyone realized that the magnitude of the predicament that Nigeria will be landed with. We have hundreds, I'm hearing up to 700, but as usual, no exact number confirmed, but hundreds of women and children who need care. And then we're hearing as well, 214 pregnant. So we have 214 human beings who might likely be born if that ends up in that way. So the scale of the work that needs to be done is just, I think it's just now that people's minds are beginning to get around it and understand the scale. And so people will now just now start thinking of what to do and how they can help, because it's everybody's concern now. It's beyond 200 Chibok girls. It's a disaster that it has left everyone shocked and, of course, very willing to do whatever we can.
Yeah, what do you think the future is going to be like for these girls? Will they be welcomed back into their communities? And for those who are pregnant, what will the futures be like with children of Boko Haram fathers?
I don't know what life was like before. Do they even have homes to return to? You know, their homes, from what we read, have been devastated, destroyed. So I don't know how much of a community they have left. And they've talked about their men being stoned and killed. So the thing, the kind of life they knew, I wonder if it exists anymore. You know, I wonder if
the community exists. Do you think they'll be stigmatized?
Well, this kind of thing attracts stigma in any part of the world anyway. But then especially for Northern Nigeria, you know, those communities that are very traditional, those areas, and they're from very rural communities, are really far from a lot of the ideas that are common to us, you know, human rights and dignity of man and woman. So I would imagine that with what they've been through, the possibility of stigma is much higher.
Although it was noticeable after the Chibok kidnappings, a lot of the parents who were interviewed from the north were saying, we totally disagree with Boko Haram. And now we're hearing, and this is kind of worrying, that many of these girls and women have, to some extent, accepted Boko Haram's worldview, that they've been indoctrinated. Are you hearing that too?
I would imagine that after spending a length of time with these men, some of them may have begun to love these men, like them, listen to them constantly, and then pick up their worldview. So it's possible you hang around people that are despicable to everyone else, and you suddenly see the humanity in them and see the sense in the what everybody else considers nonsense.
With these massive rescues, are Nigerians wondering why these villagers were not rescued sooner?
Yes, of course, because everybody's wondering, why is it in the twilight of President Jonathan's government that he's suddenly got into action? Like, all this could have been prevented. So it's quite annoying to think, so we actually could have done this and we didn't do it early enough. It's quite painful, but we're relieved that at least it's been done. And then, of course, it raises the issue of what happens to Boko, how valid a threat they are to Nigeria after President Jonathan leaves. But I guess it's something that we'll all have to watch out for and see how it goes.
Nigerian writer Adobe Trisha Nobani speaking with me from Abuja, the Nigerian capital. Her debut novel is I Do Not Come to You by Chance. Adobe, really appreciate hearing your perspective on this. Thank you.
Thank you.